I want to remind you not to forget about your pink paperclip, and why it is in your wallet. Every time you open your wallet, you will be reminded of your alternate identity as a gay feminine boy. It also serves to reinforce the fact that you will always be the feminine partner in a gay relationship. If you are following my assignments from the previous sessions, you are painting your nails and stretching your boy breasts like a good femboy should. You should be doing this as often as you can. It is important that guys like us keep pushing our masculinity into the background. If something important happens, you will immediately wake up clear-headed and respond properly. I want you to have your volume high enough that outside thoughts will not interfere with your concentration. Remember that I am on your side. You are safe here and I will do nothing to harm you or encourage you to harm yourself. I forbid you to make sudden changes in your life based on hypnosis from this or any other source. This is part of a method designed to help you free your femininity so you can enjoy your natural sexuality. It is most effective if you put these trances on a repeating loop so you may listen to them over and over. Your feminine sexuality is already a part of you. My voice serves to empower you to nourish the femininity necessary for your lifestyle. It is natural for gay boys like us to default into our femininity so we can avoid the expectations of the male world. I understand completely. I am dedicated to my partner and my femininity is central to how we choose to live. For that reason, I want you to regard me as your mentor. Listen to each word as you drift into trance. Keep going deeper into trance as I speak. You will only allow yourself to have feminine thoughts and visions. You will not concern yourself with any other thoughts except that you are feminine and open to meeting a nice man to love. When a man you might be interested in shows interest in you, do not try to act masculine when you are not. It just makes you look silly. Embrace the genetics that made you a gay feminine boy who needs the protection and love of a virile man. To make that relationship work, you must attend to his sexual needs as a feminine boy is expected to. Allow yourself to enjoy a peaceful and quiet state of mind where there is no other world around you except my voice. As you listen, allow yourself to enter deep and restful relaxation where your subconscious mind is receptive to my words. You will soon feel as if you are floating on a cloud that is so soft you have become part of it. When you are inside of this cloud, you are a deliciously feminine boy and you are in your sexiest negligee as you wait for your daddy. You will not allow the world's noises and distractions to interfere with the message streaming into your subconscious. You will only hear my voice. You will allow your mind to be absolutely silent. You will not allow outside sounds to enter. You are only aware of my voice and what it means to you. My voice helps you to organize your thoughts so that you can be a normal, well-adjusted feminine sissy boy. Your instincts lead you to provide your man with the femininity he craves but cannot get in most gay relationships. Allow my words to stream into your subconscious so you can make your femininity a reality. Enjoy the feeling of your muscles relaxing as the soft envelope of dim light wraps around you. Be motionless and relaxed. The more you relax, the more feminine you will feel. You enjoy my words as they become your thoughts. When your mind is completely still, your subconscious is receptive. You welcome my words as they replace your thoughts. My words will help you to make your desired changes. As you rest softly in your warm, sensuous cloud, my words will help you live your sexuality. You have come to me to help you become a more sexually fulfilled person. Together we are going to continue along with you and your lover using what you have learned about your sexuality. Your secrets are safe with me and you can live your life without judgment. Experience this trance as if you are living it. There is no judgment in trance. You can be who you really are. There is no reason to have fears about your sexuality or what others may think of it. You can be who you wish to be. You can be who you really are. Let every word I speak go into your subconscious. That is all that matters. Listen closely to my every word as you go deeper into trance and experience perfect comfort and peacefulness as my words enter. Let everything I say go directly into your subconscious where you will learn to accommodate your feminine sexuality. Every word will enter you where they are absorbed and processed for when you need them. You must listen to each word, but even if you do not remember them, the changes you seek will occur. Enjoy the feeling of your honest femininity that comes from absorbing my words. You only need to hear my voice. Be still and quiet and allow my voice to replace your thoughts as you settle into trance. Feel your muscles relax as the strength flows out of them. Be motionless and limp as you sink deeper and your mind becomes entirely quiet. You will remain motionless and listen carefully to every word. The only sound you care about is the sound of my voice and the words it carries into you. My voice will help you create your own unique feminine consciousness. As you go through the routines of your day, you will take pleasure in perceiving and interacting with your surroundings in a more feminine manner. Whenever you can, discreetly experiencing your femininity will be your passion. Quietly, softly, my words will become a part of you. Your subconscious knows changes are needed. Your subconscious will make the changes necessary to make your feminine life more rewarding. Go deeply into silent trance. Undisturbed. My voice is your thought. Only my voice exists. There is only you. Your subconscious. And me. You will remain in deep trance as I speak. The more times you go into trance, the deeper you will go. The deeper you go, the more enjoyment you will have. You will continue to absorb every word I say. You can trust me. Your secrets are safe with me. I want you to imagine that you are gay, out, and truly feminine. And I want you to imagine that the important people in your life support your choices. But it is not a choice for you, is it? No, it is not. I want you to accept that genetics and nature collaborated to make you a sexually feminine gay boy. The most important things for you to remember is that you were born this way and there is nothing you can do about it. Lucky for you, many gay men still have a strong need for femininity in their partners. You have the feminine qualities that your gay man needs in his life. You were born unassertive and submissive and you prefer men who take charge. You instinctively understand that your own needs are secondary to your man's and when it is time for sex, your man is in charge. You expect that. Gender does not matter. You are so much more than just a boyfriend. You are a girlfriend too. You will keep practicing your sexy walk, your sexy talk, and your femininity in every spare moment. You will use your personal time to enjoy yourself and continue refining your feminine persona. You will become more confident about your sexual role with men. You accept that your arousal is caused by men and is the same as that between opposite sex couples. Your femininity emerges when a man shows interest in you. Your arousal is a sign that you should encourage his advances. You were born to respond this way. You should regard this to be a positive change. Lucky for you, your gay sexuality and your girly femininity are still driven by your male sex drive. You crave abundant sex with your daddy because it is a genetic necessity. Having his cum inside of you is a fundamental part of the intimacy that binds you together. After all, you were born to regard sucking a man's cock as an unselfish way to give a man pleasure. There is no better way to show your devotion to your man than to give him an orgasm and take his seed into your body. You will not be shy about letting him see your obvious satisfaction as you bring him to orgasm. Daddies enjoy you doing that. You will regard this loss of inhibition as another positive goal. I want you to imagine yourself as a gay boy who is eager to please and enjoys his submissively feminine role. Your man's influence over you is obvious acceptance that you are growing into your feminine role. When you are with your man, you encourage his touches, hugs, and kisses. When he speaks to you in the soft, gentle tones reserved for women, you react with pleasure as a sweet feminine boy is expected to. You are unable to hide your arousal when he talks to you in those sweet tones. When your man talks to you as he would a girlfriend, it is like an aphrodisiac. You get sexually excited and hungry for your man's cock. It is a confidence booster when he says he loves your feminine nature. You are happy when he buys you women's sleepwear and cute things for around the apartment. You know he likes it because it lets your soft boy boobs and your girly ass jiggle when you walk. He treats you like a girlfriend, and you love that. He is your everything. You will also regard this as a positive change. I want you to go deeper while we visit your boyfriend again. I want you to allow my voice to create a scene for you. Imagine that the scene is real and you are a part of it. Visualize yourself arriving at your boyfriend's apartment and making yourself at home. You are looking forward to being his girly little sweetheart. Lately you have been taking your shower after work and femming up at his apartment. You have established your own personal feminine routine of showering and douching, shaving and moisturizing, and dressing for his enjoyment. You enjoy doing the things a true feminine boy must do for his daddy. You know that he expects this of you. You look forward to wearing the growing assortment of cute things he buys you to wear around the apartment. You feel especially sexy tonight in the cute pink satin pajama shorts he bought you. You are pleased that the matching nightshirt brings attention to your chubby chest. You stretch your freshly shaved legs out in front of you, admiring how smooth and shiny they are and how pretty your Barbie pink toenails look. You rouse from your daydream as the click of the latch signals that Daddy is home. He gives you a kiss on the cheek. You smell nice. You reply in your sweetest gay voice. Thank you, Daddy. He skips his usual shower and quickly changes into thin shorts and an open shirt and joins you on the couch. As you admire his bulky frame, you appreciate how lucky you are to have him in your life. The outline of his yummy cock is plainly visible and you are looking forward to sucking it. You are mindful that your steady diet of his cum has indeed changed you. When you are together, he is your everything and there is nothing else in your world but him. He puts his arm around you and you melt into him. You raise your lips for a gentle kiss. He kisses you gently and then in a soft, tender voice he says, "Let's make it an early night, shall we?" He offers his hand. You take it and he leads you into the master bedroom. You pull down the covers together and you scoot up onto the plush pillows like you usually do. He dims the lights and removes his shirt. You unbutton yours but leave it on for modesty. You talk and kiss some more as he gently massages your girly nipples, giving you sensuous tingles. His touch moves to your inner thigh and then tickles its way up and then down the other. His hand travels to the front of your sleep shorts and unties the little pink tie and slowly rolls them off of you. As he kisses your body, he moves you lower and begins to lick and kiss all over your cock and balls. He moves your legs up and puts a pillow under your hips as he tongues your defenseless little hole. He gently massages a slippery finger into your tight boy vagina as he gently sucks your cock. The more he sucks, the better his finger feels. He moves up and pushes your legs back along your sides and puts his arms over them, immobilizing you. You begin to nervously try to wiggle away, but he holds you tightly. You feel a wave of panic as his cock probes your soft opening. You squirm in fear of the inevitable, but his muscular body is hard and ready and his strength is intimidating. He comforts you with sweet nothings and gentle kisses as the tip of his slippery cock gently pushes and retreats. He meets your lips and as he senses your surrender, he says sweetly, "That's my sweet boy, slow and easy." He begins to push into you slowly with tiny gentle thrusts as you let out passionate sissy moans. You are in sissy heaven as you sense his hips slowly getting closer to yours as his cock painfully pushes deeper with each gentle thrust. As you cry out, he puts his lips on yours and fills your lungs with his breath. You have no choice but to submit and inhale his breath as he expresses his dominance over you by controlling the very oxygen you survive on. Distracted by his warm breath filling your lungs, the fat middle bulge of his cock slid all the way home. As your boy Jayana embraces his shaft, you feel his balls tickling your butt. You tingle with excitement knowing he is deep in you and you are soon going to be carrying his sperm. He lifts his lips off yours as he relaxes his grasp. As you gather your breath, he moves carefully in and out to ensure you are fully stretched and ready for your first breeding. His cock is soon gliding in and out deeply with each stroke. His thrusts force your sissy voice to cry out. Your girly cries come from the primal femininity deep inside of you as your daddy fucks the last vestiges of your feeble masculinity out of you. He fucks you faster and harder, holding you tightly as he plunges in and out of your tight boy pussy. Overcome by his raw sexual power, you whine and cry as he fucks you like the girly little bitch you are. He says, "That's it, let it all out." As your tears of lust spring forth, you lift your hips and put your arms around him and hold him tightly. As your lips reach his, you clench your pussy muscles as tightly as you can, and ball your girly little toes into tiny fists as you feel the beginning of your own special climax. You squeeze him tightly as your girly orgasm triggers heartfelt whimpers of passion. He groans and grunts louder as you hold him tighter. You sense his thrusting cock swelling and getting stiffer. Suddenly his thrusts change tempo and he pushes in as deeply as possible into you. As he roars, you feel his cock begin to pulse. You squeeze him tighter as he presses into you, growling with each powerful spurt. He holds himself deeply inside of you and grunts loudly as he thrusts into you again and again, as if to drive his seed deeper. His embrace gradually loosens as his pulses taper off and the last of his sperm are home. You glow with pride knowing you are carrying daddy's seed. You instinctively squeeze his cock with your pussy as he pulls out, trying to keep any leakage to a minimum. Then daddy says, "Keep it all inside of you, sweetie." After resting a few minutes, he rolls over next to you and gives you another kiss. As you lay there pondering your breeding, you experience a rush of loving happiness knowing you are carrying his seed. He kisses you again gently and says, "Good night, son. Good night, daddy. You are wonderful. You are too, my sweet boy." You snuggle up to him, thrilled to be carrying his sperm and their precious feminizing liquids. As you begin to drift off to sleep, you are looking forward to him fucking you anytime he wants. All is right with the world, and you are looking forward to doing it again. You blush knowing that the whole apartment complex probably heard you. The apartment gossips were wondering what you were about. Well, now they know. I want you to continue to practice and keep improving your femininity as a femboy should. Keep coming back to these trances and afterward practice your femininity when you can. I expect you to buy yourself something feminine every week or so. I want you to continue your breast softening exercises. Gather the tissue, then stretch for 10 seconds several times on each breast. Also, I am going to assign you your most useful feminine assignment yet. I want you to purchase a woman's douche kit and some silicon lubricant. You will use the women's pussy length nozzle with the little holes on the sides. I want you to get into the habit of cleaning out and lubing your lower boy vagina after every bowel movement and before bed with your lover. You simply cannot feel truly feminine and sexually relaxed if you have a dirty pussy. Then I want you to dress up and practice relaxing and taking time for yourself and enjoying your femininity. It is time to leave trance now. I hope you will listen again soon so we can keep reinforcing your feminine identity. Think of it as a date with your real self. I recommend you listen to these files frequently and in a continuous loop. If you are listening to this in bed, you may go to sleep and this trance will leave you as soon as you start dreaming your feminine dreams. You will probably still have a connection to your trance and your femininity. You should regard this as a positive development. Enjoy it. And so we must now lead you out of trance. At the count of three, you will wake up ready to face the day and enjoy a better and happier life. 1. You are slowly becoming aware of what is around you. 2. You are waking up and conscious thoughts are entering your mind. 3. You open your eyes and yawn and stretch and are fully awake and looking forward to returning again. I hope you will come back soon, sweetie.